The debate in Congress on Iraq shifts to the House of Representatives next week as lawmakers consider a non-binding Democratic-backed resolution opposing President Bush's military surge plan. After the attention focused on the Senate, where disagreements temporarily blocked debate on three resolutions criticizing or supporting the president's plan, the spotlight will be on the 435-member House. Democratic leaders have devoted 3 days for lawmakers to speak for or against a simple resolution expressing support for U.S. troops, but stating disagreement with President Bush's decision to send an additional 21,500 troops to Iraq. The question for Democrats is how many Republicans they can bring on in support of the measure, which specifically avoids describing the troops' increase as an escalation. In announcing their plan, which could involve as much as 12 hours of debate each of the 3 days scheduled, Democrats express confidence they will be able to attract Republican support. Congressman Rahm Emanuel heads the House Democratic Caucus.
This is an up or down vote on the policy enunciated by the president. We owe it to our constituents to have that. The president asked for, as he spoke to us, a thorough debate, and we're going to have that in the House of Representatives next week.
But Republican leaders attempting to maintain unity in their ranks call the Democratic resolution a political stunt. John Boehner, House Minority Leader, predicts a majority of Republicans will support the president and asserts a non-binding measure will have no impact on the course the president pursues.
No, because it's a meaningless political stunt. If they want to do something real, then bring a resolution out on to the floor that either supports the president, stops funding. Let's not have some non-binding resolution. Let's deal with something real.
Boehner continues to acknowledge, however, skepticism among Republicans that the U.S.-Iraqi anti-insurgent push in Baghdad and in Al-Anbar province can work. House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer dismisses the suggestion by Boehner that the debate will lack meaning unless the resolution is made binding on the president.
The American people will have their representatives for the 3 days articulate their view on how we ought to proceed. That is important, I think, for the president to hear. It's important for the country to hear, and we will assure that that is done.
Whatever the outcome of the final vote on the Democratic resolution and an alternative measure Republicans may offer, Democrats are pursuing other tactics aimed at having a more direct impact on the president's latitude regarding troop deployments and funding. Democratic-controlled committees will subject administration budgets to intense scrutiny, part of annual consideration of defense authorization and appropriation bills. John Murtha, Pennsylvania Democrat and Iraq war critic, will play a pivotal role as head of a key defense appropriations subcommittee, which will examine a $93 billion White House request for Iraq and Afghanistan war funding.
We're going to check every cent that's spent by the United States government in the hearings on the supplemental and on the ordinary bill.
In 2005, then-majority Republicans responded to Congressman Murtha's call for a phased withdrawal or redeployment of U.S. troops from Iraq by forcing a similar Iraq war debate on the floor of the House. In that 2005 debate, fierce rhetorical battles raged over the Republican-crafted resolution aimed at portraying then-minority Democrats as unpatriotic and unsupportive of the troops, as in this exchange between Democrat Jim McGovern and Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrich.
It's demeaning to those who have raised questions about the war in Iraq. It's demeaning to the American public who now overwhelmingly have questions about this war in Iraq. They want us to take this issue seriously and not just play politics with it.
They are going to have the opportunity today on the floor of this House to vote yes or no. Do they want us to immediately pull our troops out of Iraq?
Many of the same issues raised in that debate 15 months ago, which ended with an overwhelming bipartisan 403-3 vote against any sudden withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq, will likely be heard again on the floor of the House this week. However, the 2007 Iraq debate occurs against a background of drastically deteriorated conditions in Iraq and soured feelings among Americans toward the war that raised the stakes considerably for Congress and the administration. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.